Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
On fifth dimensional living. What propels the civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is December the 19th, 2013, and it's 11:01 a.m. Eastern Time. What is amazing about today is I'm really feeling a lot of energy shifting. And usually when I do the show, a day or two before, energy has actually shifted. But for some reason, it's coming very, very soon. I can feel it. And, you know, I feel this pressure in my head. It's not pain. It's just pressure. And then, you know, I see things energetically. I see them before they happen, and then I see them as they're happening. So, you know, it's just because I am in a different consciousness, but I do exist here. But I'm sensitive to things beyond this realm. I guess that's what I'm trying to say to everyone. So today when I woke up, I was feeling this, you know, kind of a pressure. But it has to do with the electricity within humanity and the ascension. And changes, you know, there's a lot of energy that we've been releasing, and we've been going through these Pluto-Uranus squares and going through Mercury retrogrades, which allow us to look at things that we've done in the past and to see what's not working. You know, what I want to talk about today is change. And it change is easier because in fifth-dimensional consciousness, we exist in the moment, and each moment is different. So, you know, it's acceptance and flow. But in 3D consciousness, change is difficult. And a lot of humanity are still in 3D consciousness. So I want to talk today about how can we make change easier for ourselves? And why are we holding ourselves in things that aren't working anymore, or if they ever did work? It's all about the programming. It's all about the way you open yourself up to things. And in fifth dimensional consciousness, we live in love consciousness. So we see things from a love perspective. You know, it's all about how we live our lives and what we think within ourselves and what we project around ourselves. And that's, you know, why we talk about the inner journey on Earth Angels Radio. And, you know, before I talk about the change and things like that, I want to talk about Earth Angels Radio. We have many shows on Earth Angels Radio that allow people to go on that inner journey and open themselves up to heart consciousness to have more understanding and more passion in life and more enjoyment. And, you know, opening yourself up to change is one of those things, okay? Carol Guy started Earth Angels Radio back in 2007, and, you know, it's been a long journey for her. And she took about a year off to look at some things and work on some ideas and do some projects and some writing. And I just want to let everybody know that she's returning in January back to radio to doing the shows with some amazing things to talk about and some new perspectives and some new information. And many people that have been listening to Earth Angels Radio will be very excited to know that. So I'm not exactly sure the exact date she's coming back, and I will talk about that on next week's show, so be sure to tune in. You know, so what is love, too? What does it mean to you? You know, what does it mean to you in when you're shifting within yourself? And how is this changing within us? It's more than passion. You know, I've been seeing a lot about Venus lately, and there's some astrological things that are happening with Venus. So it leads me to believe there's a lot going on within humanity with love and the caring part of ourselves and the things that enjoy beauty. You know, and it's all part of fifth dimensional consciousness, living in the moment. So there's some type of shift going on with that. And there's holidays coming up. People have celebrated, you know, Hanukkah and Christmas holidays coming up. And there's many other different celebrations around the world. But it all has to do with being thankful and loving and wanting to share with other people. But it's not all about, you know, getting gifts and that sort of thing, even though some people in 3D consciousness who are materialistic, they think, wow, I get to have what I want, you know, or at least get more things. And it goes beyond that. And when you think about it, Yeshua was a person that shared himself and went through a lot to share those different ideas and put himself at risk to be the change, okay? You know, right now, it's a lot easier to be the change. And I want to talk about how, you know, sometimes change comes quickly and sometimes it comes gradually, but it seems to me more like it's happening more quickly lately. You know, there's a lot of solar flares going on, more earthquakes on the earth. But it's also because the earth is expanding. You know, a lot of people wonder, you know, why is this happening? Well, there's, you know, whatever happens within us is happening around us. And humanity are the markers for change and expansion. And so is the earth. So the earth is expanding too. The earth has gone into fifth dimensional consciousness. And some people said, you know, like there's two separate earths. You know, there's kind of two realities, and one's a couple octaves higher than the one that's been on earth for a while here. So just bear in mind, you know, it's been talked about for many, many thousands of years this time, and this time is upon us. This is a time of prayer for many people, you know, around Christmas time, and I just want to, you know, extend a happy birthday to my friend Jerry Allen, and I wish him, you know, he had his birthday on the weekend, but I just want to say happy birthday to him and for all the wonderful celebrations he had with his family. And also, I just want to touch on something else. I had somebody send me a note this morning over the email on Facebook, and they're on the high seas, the ship, and, you know, they're going to Australia, but they're having trouble near Malaysia. So I ask people on Facebook to pray, and I'm praying that keep them safe and sound. And, you know, this is part of, you know, extending ourselves and being there for other people. It goes beyond, you know, just being there for someone. It goes beyond that. It goes on a much stronger spiritual level. So, you know, I even want to pray for the big changes that are going on the earth. You know, this weekend, I think it's on Saturday, the December solstice shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year are coming upon us. And also, you know, I was talking a couple weeks ago about the Venus retrograde. You know, Venus is a celebration of love, beauty, and joy within the five senses. But, you know, it's standing still to go retrograde on December the 21st. You know, I think Venus has been in Capricorn since November the 5th, and that's just after the 4th Pluto square happened. So, you know, there's a lot of energy going on around that time. But there is more, a lot more energy being released and a lot more changes going on within us. And it has to do with love and how we see love and how we feel it. So, you know, it's already started with this full moon that we had Monday and Tuesday, the activation. I was, you know, having dream time. And I was awake and dreaming at the same time, and I could see each one. And it has to do with the feminine energy and reclaiming and reintegrating the feminine energy within us. So this Venus energy is very, very strong right now. There's a lot of connections with Capricorn. I think Venus is going direct with Capricorn. And Mercury is entering the sign of Capricorn, and so is Pluto, and the sun is in Capricorn. So it's a strong time for that sign. And my birthday is in the middle of January, and my my moon is in Sagittarius. So I'm the one that does the balance and stabilizes energy here. So I've talked about it on shows before, I'm going to go stabilize some energy that needs stabilizing. And a lot of changes are going to be happening after the middle of January. So, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about that today. You know, it's not, that part isn't that important. But this Venus retrograde stations on the winter solstice. So that is amazing energy. You know, how often does that happen? You know, there's so many different signs and different configurations right now. If you're interested, please go and read up more about it. But all I want to make clear or put an intent out is that humanity open themselves to understanding, open themselves up to change. You know, this intense period of time is coming up, and it's starting on the 21st of December, and it's going to January the 1st. You know, today the moon is in Leo, and I was seeing some lion energy today. So if I have time, I'll talk about the lion and the meeting of the totem with that. You know, this Monday and Tuesday, like I said, there was some shifts in the subconscious energy within us, and it started this moon. It has something to do with being more conscious of love and our neighbors at Christmas time, rather than being materialistic and, you know, going crazy buying things. There's been a big shift within humanity, and this is showing, you know, on a subconscious level with the simultaneous dream time that I was experiencing in the wake time. It's happened to me before, but not to this intensity. You know, there's some great power happening right now, and it's a reflection of the power within humanity. You know, Mars opposite Uranus at Christmas, it's going to show up a buildup of this energy even more. So Christmas is going to be a really intense time too. And the square with Pluto, you know, all this energy has something to do with the nervous system and electronics. So, you know, just be aware that something is flipping in the electricity within humanity. And, you know, I talked about the light within us on the show last week, and it was quite intensely done because there were some people that needed that information. I always do shows because of the need and what's going on in the moment in fifth dimensional consciousness. So please go back to that show that I did last week. And, you know, it was a week ago on Thursday at 11 a.m. So just plug in my name, Diane Buchberger. And I'm trying to think now. I think it must have been the 12th because it's the 19th today. So put that in there. And, you know, fifth dimensional living. And you'll get the episode. And then the week before, I talked about... you know, how things around us are what's really going on within us and the manifestation of totems and our surroundings and our environment. And that was to help people that are just opening themselves up to fifth dimensional consciousness. So at different times, you know, I may talk about things that have to do with what is needed and who is listening to the show. So, you know, today is you know, just that, you know, and I want, you know, I said I wanted to talk about change. You know, it's up to humanity to go on that inner journey and to be that change. You know, the change starts within us. And, you know, we do have a code within us. And when we open ourselves up and we allow the energy to flow, we expand, our chakras expand, and information is given to us from source, and, you know, we know what to do, okay? You know, I was talking with the world's most positive person yesterday, and he was just incredible. He's 90 years old, and he has so much wisdom, and he's always, you know, he does not just see the positive side of things, but he's able to look at the whole picture and see how things can be done in a more positive way or with more zest. It's amazing. You know, he is a wonderful person, and he's been a big influence on my life. But I also find that people that are negative are also my teachers. So yesterday I was talking to somebody on the phone that was like, you know, what are we going to do? And, you know, I don't see things changing. You know, sometimes change can be very subtle. But also, you know, when somebody's speaking to me, you know, it's that part of myself that sees change as being something that could be difficult. So it just helps me go within myself to look at that aspect of myself. So it's all about opening yourself up, accepting yourself, being loving, and, you know, knowing that, you know, in the moment things change. So be that change. You know, what are the solutions for things that aren't working for us? We have to look at what would actually work and really help the planet, for example. Sometimes this involves just changing the programming within us and seeing beyond the programming. You know, I know that a lot of people see things around them and they think, you know, they react to them and they react emotionally. And when they do that, they attract more of that negativity towards themselves. It's really important that we, you know, acknowledge there are some polaric things, you know, negative things around us that we have created. But it's also important for us to see beyond that, see beyond this programming that's, you know, basically been put on us since childhood, you know, in this 3D world. Seeing things through loving eyes rather than you know, looking at things in fear. It's something that would, you know, is going to benefit us all. I can't talk today. My electricity feels like something's going on in there. You know, I went out and grounded myself because I couldn't get the chat to come on, and, you know, my energy needs to be grounded to the earth. And I am very aware that, you know, I am a light being, but I'm also, you know, an earth being. And I connect to source, to God. And, you know, they're all interrelated. And the energy, it's important to have it flow, okay? change in this realm, this 3D realm, is not easy. And, you know, it's part of why I'm here, to expand people's minds so they can see beyond this and see the possibilities, see their magic. You know, that's what Earth Angels Radio is all about. You know, and Carol Guy talks about that when she does her shows too. What can be done to change things here? Firstly, the change must start to come from within. Next, be that change and want to be that change. You know, and then you'll attract change to you. You know, the collective consciousness, it shifts all the time. We may see it. It may be strong. It may be very subtle. But it does change. And part of it is, you know, when we do that change and we experience that change, we attract more of that change to us. So if we put out the intent to shift consciousness, and more of us do that, we attract that change to us. You know, if we feel that something isn't right and it doesn't work for us, why would we not want to address this and make changes? It has to do with being asleep, okay? It's just about getting through the day and existing. And when you live in the moment, you see beyond that. You see the possibilities. You see the love. You see the beauty. You don't just trudge through life, okay? So it's really important that people see that and want to, you know, put themselves in a more positive frame of mind, because it really is a no-brainer. And, you know, when we go into fifth dimensional consciousness, I always joke that I have no brain. It's just that we don't think from the brain. We experience things in the moment, and we feel it from the heart. You know, you still have a mind and you still have a brain, but it's wired differently. You know, once all the chakras have expanded and your upper heart chakras expanded and opened up, you know, things shift. You know, you grow. And even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look what happens with love. And like that, it lights the whole sky. You know, love really is nurturing and helps us grow. You know, the sun, like I just read, never says to the earth, you owe me. You know, the banks, they lend money to people, but, you know, they say, hey, you owe me. So, you know, that is a different type of consciousness. And it's something that is here right now, but it may shift really suddenly. You know, how to save the planet. A lot of people have looked at it, but, you know, it's been a teeny segment of society that maybe has looked at this. And it's a teeny segment of the society that thinks it's their exclusive right to create money from nothing and use it to their advantage and take advantage of people. You know, this places the whole society at a disadvantage, okay? It's not a win-win situation. It's a win-lose situation. So, you know, I want to touch on this because I think it's important, because it is part of the consciousness that's here. You know, when bankers make loans, they create money from nothing by typing numbers in a bank account. So with this fictional money, they gain the ability to collect interest, often, you know, interest that they shouldn't be collecting, you know, too much. And if the borrower fails to make payments on time, the bank can take possession of the owner's or the borrower's collateral, their house, their car, whatever. On a grander scale, members of an international banking cartel create money from nothing and use it to buy U.S. bonds. These bonds are sold in the open market, but the lion's share, there's that lion again, are snapped by the central banks, primarily by our own Federal Reserve. Many people are under the illusion that the Federal Reserve is a government agency, but this is easily shown to be false. What sense does it make for the U.S. to sell itself IOUs? What sense does it make to borrow from ourselves, incurring a debt so huge that we can't even make the interest payments? As Thomas Edison pointed out long ago, and this is an article that comes from www.songofsongs.net. Edison pointed out long ago, if your nation can issue a dollar bond, it can issue a dollar bill. The element that makes the bond good makes the bill good. Also, the difference between the bond and the bill is the bond lets money brokers collect twice the amount of the bond, an additional 20%, whereas the currency pays nobody, but those who contribute directly in some useful way. It's absurd to say that our country can issue 30 million in bonds and not 30 million in currency. Both are promises to pay, but one promise fattens the usurers, and the other helps the people. The truth is, the Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel with a government-granted exclusive right to issue the medium of exchange, commonly known as legal tender. This is collusive, symbiotic relationship between those who are skilled in creating the illusion of wealth and those who are skilled in creating the illusion of democracy. It is highly immoral, unfair, and destructive system that only persists because people do not understand it and are not aware of the alternatives. As Henry Ford pointed out, it is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, it would believe there would be... I'm sorry, my phone's ringing, and I got to shut it off, unfortunately. Sorry, whoever called me. It's probably the banks still... Anyway, it is well enough that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. Oh, gee. Sorry about that. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all administrations, both Republican and Democratic, have been derelict in their constitutional duty to coin money and regulate the value hereof on behalf of the sovereign people of the United States, with a few noble exceptions like Wright, Bratman, and they mention a whole bunch of names. So if you're interested, please go to that. You know, it basically just says, this article, that, you know, people have been taken advantage of, you know, because they could do it. And this is the programming that I was talking about at the beginning when I was talking about it. And, you know, much energy has been expended trying to persuade legislators to make changes that would limit their own power and that of their wealthy patrons. Naturally, progress has been slow. Consider the long struggles for campaign, financial reform, progressive taxation, collective bargaining, banking reform, etc. There are more direct and effective methods for regaining control over our economic and political systems. Consider the Move Your Money movement, for example. More and more people are expressing their outrage by transferring savings from the too big to fail welfare systems to smaller socially responsible local banks and savings and loans. On a grander scale, several states are preparing to withdraw their assets from big banks. And look at what happened in Iceland. You know, they took away from the big banks and said, no, we're not doing it anymore. You've collapsed our whole system. And, you know, many countries in Europe have experienced that. You know, it's time now to say what is going to work and pull ourselves together. You know, I will put that in the chat room. Hopefully the chat hasn't collapsed again. But, you know, why can't we do this? Why can't we look at other ways to do things? Let me see. Okay. And if anybody has any questions, you know, you can call in 646-200-4169 to talk to me, to have any, you know, if you'd like to ask any questions. This is the link. You know, I woke up the other day with a Song of Solomon on my mind, and the words Song of Solomon, Songs of Solomon, and it's, you know, in the Bible, the Old Testament, and it talks about love. So there's something more about Venus and love. And, you know, I want to talk this show about change. First of all, I should just check to see if anybody has called in. Oh, boy. It's a little slow today. Okay, there's area code 315, Fifth Dimensional Hello. Living, Diane speaking. Hello?
Hello. Hello, Diane. This is Annette.
Oh, hi, Annette.
Hi, honey. You were talking about electronics and electrical field. Would that be why I'm having a problem with my nerves right now? I have nerve damage. That's
well,
never been around before.
I talked about what was going on last week's show about how many people are expanding their energy in their bodies, and it is actually rewiring them electrically.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't damage yourself in any way, did you? You didn't fall or hurt yourself or anything?
Well, Not that I remember, that
okay.
it just showed up like the last couple of weeks, but boy, it's been really rough.
Well, this is the time that it's going to be happening, that's for sure. I've had the same thing happen to me, and I blow out appliances, computers, and things like that if I don't ground myself, but it's
mm-hmm.
just that we're vibrating at a higher frequency and taking in more light, and light is electrical, and
mm-hmm.
There's electromagnetic field around the earth and around us. And
mm-hmm.
If you go back, I don't know if you had the opportunity to listen to last week's show, it explains a lot, but yeah, it's basically you're being rewired, and
oh, okay.
all the different things that are happening in the cosmos are actually showing it too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk
like
a little bit about it.
Right. The doctor, of course, because I'm overweight, mentioned that, and I know that weight has a lot to do with some things, but I've been this weight since I've been 18, and, I'm hitting 54, so, So it's kind of like, okay, well, I don't know. And then I have an issue about taking medicines, too, It's just I don't like taking medicines. I resist that, but I've been doing it, because I was in so much pain. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, too, that a lot of those medications, I think I talked about it on last week's show, too, they have aluminum in them,
mm-hmm.
and they actually make us sick,
mm-hmm.
So even though it's helping with the symptoms, it's also causing problems. And, there's an uprise in Alzheimer's.
Right.
And
my grandmother had Alzheimer's, so this is part of my reason why I don't like medication, too. And then, of course, the doctor's like, well, why haven't you taken your medicine in a year?
There's more doctors now that are helping people with herbs and different things, or, doing the healing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have held in a lot of energy and frustration. And when you hold in that energy, it kind of causes a bit of an internal crash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I think that's what's happened.
And when we meditate and we connect to the earth and we get the energy flowing within ourselves, people can heal instantly. I know Carol had cancer years ago. And
mm-hmm.
she decided she was going to live her life a certain way and release a lot of that, what she was holding. And then
mm-hmm.
when she released it, she had an instantly got better.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so there's a lot of reasons.
I'm being checked for that, too, because I have a spot on my right lung all of a sudden. And I've never smoked or, did drugs or anything like that. So,
yeah.
It's a physical
manifestation. What we
mm-hmm.
experience within ourselves, if we hold energy within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
it can trigger all those things. And I
mm-hmm.
did actually talk about it on the show last week, too. It was quite an intense show.
I was there last week, but I'm going to re-listen to it again.
Well, a lot of times, there's so much information that I give that, and it's for certain people that it's good to go listen, like, two or three times even.
Right.
It's information that I get, but it's information that's flowing from source that's
right.
important for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I do it. But, this great power, on Christmas Day, actually, Mars opposing Uranus, it's going to help humanity with that buildup.
Mm-hmm.
of energy and the clogging energy. And there's going to be a square with Pluto, too. So there's it has to do with the nervous system. It's reflective.
Oh, I hope it.
And it goes beyond
it
just electronics. It's wiring everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your body maybe was triggered even sooner. But, forgiveness and release of a lot of pain and anger is important
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, release this and have it flow without having, the Neptune Pisces alignment also makes us more sensitive to what's happening in this shift. And that's happening too. So we've got kind of like a double whammy going on right now.
Right, and I've experienced that too. You know, I've had a lot
And what bothers has been bothering people is even more bothering them now. You know, like what you see around you that's unfair, people are reacting to it even more now because they're becoming more sensitized because of these, you know, these water signs coming together. And then, you know, and then the Mars-Uranus opposing themselves on Christmas is really going to trigger it, apparently. But it's just a reflection of what's going on with us. You know, when something happens in the bigger picture, like the macrocosm or the planets, it's really a reflection of what's really going on within us.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, there's a lot of friction going on in my family. So, you know, it's like you said, you know, I'm going to make amends the best way I can, and if they accept it, they accept it, and if they don't, there's really nothing I can do about it. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, and then sometimes you have to march on and just say, you know, this is me, and I had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us have had to do that. And then they come back.
Right. That's it.
You know, I just want to let people know over this Christmas holidays, you're going to even feel more anxious than you normally have experienced. It's just the way I'm seeing things. But, you know, the thing is to put yourself and eat food that will help calm you. You know, a lot of greens. And, you know, if you have a juicer, juice spinach and different greens together. You know, people throw in an apple. I bought my son a juicer because, well, it's actually a Vitamix, but it's... he doesn't eat a lot of vegetables and fruits, so I figured if I, you know, got him something like that and made it easier for him, that it would be something that he would do, you know.
Right.
And he seems to be happy about it. So another thing, you know, cut out as much caffeine. A lot of people drink a lot of coffee, and they think, oh, I got to drink coffee to be able to get through the day. And a lot of people do think like that. I have.
Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker.
I'm tired, and I need a cup of coffee to get me going. Do we really need a cup of coffee to get us going? You know, if we have a cup of coffee occasionally, that's okay, but it actually wrecks the nervous system if we drink too much of it. It actually gets the sympathetic nervous system going, and it drains the adrenal glands. I did a whole show on the adrenal glands about a month ago. How to heal the adrenal glands, too. A lot of people may be, you know, experiencing a lot of stress and a lot of turmoil within because they're facing their issues. And it's important that we know that some of these symptoms can be because of the adrenal glands within us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about relaxing and taking it easy. And you know, doing the best you can because, you know, Christmas is a stressful season for people.
Right.
And it may be a very unpredictable time coming up. There may be big changes in the government, big changes in the money system. You know,
right.
It's showing that again. So
I wouldn't doubt that one bit. But,
yeah,
it's
an intense
to wish
time.
You a Merry Christmas.
Hmm? What's that?
I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, too, Diane.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I know who you are. But yeah, you've experienced a lot, and you know, change is not easy. But you know, sometimes what we experience opens us up to expansion and to things that are better for us in the long run. But it may not seem like it.
Right.
But in the long run, you know, we're not letting those programs dominate us and letting people take advantage of us. And,
right. Well, that was a big thing with me, as you know. You know. So, and that's what's going on is it's you know, the rebelling it right now, and you know, I've pretty much put my feet down and say, you know, I've had enough of this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, when we are complacent and we're nice, you know, a lot of Earth Angel beings or Indigo people are, you know, loving, and they're empathic, and they want to share, and they see you doing that, and they figure, well, it's their right, And a lot of us have had to say, you know, we are that way, but, you know, we don't want to be stepped on.
Right, exactly. And that's a lot of my issue without going into it on your radio show. But,
no,
you know,
I
appreciate your I appreciate you taking my call, and I will re-listen to your show from last week.
Yeah, and, you know, look up stuff about healing the adrenal glands, too, and your nervous system, okay?
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of herbs and things that help, and teas and different things, but also just take time for yourself. And, you know, if you meditate, get out in nature if you can. If you can't get out because of, you know, nerve stuff, even just sit on the front porch and, you know, be surprised how many animals walk by or do things, and it's quite comical sometimes. I've seen some hilarious things. I hurt my foot in the summertime, and I had to be sitting for a while. And it instead of being, you know, like a negative experience, it actually made me see things from another perspective and opened another part of myself. So it actually, I actually feel happier. You know, I was happy, but, you know, I was, there was things that I was frustrated with in my life, and, but it was all about acceptance. And then things really started to shift around me again. You know, a lot of really positive things are happening. So it's all good. You know, we make changes within ourselves, see the positive things, and do it with a lot of love, and a lot of positive things come back to us.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your friendship, and you have a good Christmas. And have you tried putting cool, you know, packs on, and then warm packs? Or had warm baths?
Just the warm packs, but I have heard to do both, you know?
Yeah, it's just because it allows the inflammation to go down. You know, things that decrease, you know, don't eat, like, you know, foods that have been hydrogenated fats and stuff like that, that cause the inflammatory process to be even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So try to eat as much fresh vegetables and fruit as you can. You know, and then there's flaxseed. If you grind up some flaxseed, you know, things that help with inflammation. Look up those things too. And you can always go back to this show, and, you know, if you didn't write it down, you can write down what I said. You know. So it's all about, you know, What does the nervous system mean? You know, think about what it means to you. Why is your body reacting that way?
It's telling you something. You know what I'm
saying? But you know what I talked about last week was the nervous system allows light, the light that we take in, to go throughout our whole body. It's like a light brigade. So, you know, if you have any blocks, if you have any things that are holding you back, you know, you have this more light, but your roadway is blocked. So, you know, just think of yourself as clearing that energy. And I will put that around you.
Thank you so much.
Just see the roads as being shoveled. You know, maybe there's 10 feet of snow on them or a bunch of gravel. You can't ride through the pathway. You know, visualize it being cleared and the light flowing through.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, don't put a lot of energy into yourself because, you know, you're saying you have a spot on your lung. Just clear energy. And, you know, I will clear your energy too. But we we don't want to put energy into you right now because you don't want things to grow or to, you know, make them things worse. So it's just about clearing right now, clearing energy. Okay? Yeah, and then see the spot in your lung. See that, you know, ultraviolet energy going and dissolving it. And then your body taking it away, but also igniting it in the violet flame energy. So, okay. You know, it's just, it's not giving you energy. It's clearing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's dissolving things. It's not putting any more energy into anything in your body. You're just allowing your own energy to clear itself. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you, Diane.
You have a good holiday, okay? And thanks for calling, and I appreciate all your input on Facebook, okay?
Thank you so much, Diane.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. If anybody else would like to call in, the number is 646-200-4169. And, there's somebody calling in right now. Area code 618. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Buchberger speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Kenneth.
Hello. Who's this?
Kenneth.
Kenneth?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to stay out of the cold weather.
So where are you right now?
Illinois.
Illinois. So it's a little colder this time of year.
Yeah. And the wind's picking up pretty badly. I can hear it outside.
Yeah. Well, I did hear that I think after Christmas sometime, but in, you know, maybe in January, where it's usually supposed to be really cold, for some reason the energy's going to shift and it's going to be a little warmer for us. If it happened in the summertime, it would be too warm.
Uh-huh.
So that might help a little bit. You're somewhere warm with a warm drink and friends? Or at work?
I'm actually staying at home right now because I don't have a job at the moment, but I do volunteer at the counseling center that I go to.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's always good to do, you know, give to people. And if it makes you feel good, you know, you should never do anything that doesn't make you feel good. If it makes you feel good to help other people. But it's you know, what I was just talking about with Annette, you know, there's a lot of changes happening right now for people. And it's, you know, it causes people to be, you know, high-strung or nervous. And it's important that we focus on being positive,
uh-huh.
You know, even though things may not seem like they're that positive in our lives, because
right.
We can actually bring more of it, you know, more of that negativity around us, right? So we're birthing a new paradigm right now. You know, I had somebody call, I talked to somebody yesterday, and they said, well, you know, like, this is never going to change. And the thing is that if we think it's never going to change, it never will. So it's all about looking at what we can do to change ourselves within. And the new connections, you know, Annette was talking about the electricity flowing through her body, and she's never had problems with her nerves before. It's about getting that energy flowing within ourselves. Have you ever listened to the show before?
Once or twice, I believe.
Uh-huh. And do you have any questions about anything that I talked about on those shows?
I guess, let me think. Because this is the first show that I've heard about the fifth dimension, I actually wanted to know, have any techniques or tips for tuning into the realities or dimensions?
That's a good question. Well, you know, the first thing I tell people is to center themselves. And what that means is, you know, become aware of yourself. You know, a lot of times we're walking around and we're not really aware of, you know, our bodies. We're just kind of like walking like zombies. And I think that's why humanity has a preoccupation with zombies, because basically, if you think about it, you know, people that are just existing and not enjoying life and feeling are really, to put it bluntly, zombies, right? So what the first thing I suggest to people is to feel, to go within themselves. And if you've been, you know, a lot of people, I used to work in the mental health field. I worked with a lot of people that had a lot of pain. And, you know, the first thing that I say to these people is, you know, start to look at what you've been holding, because it's really toxic to hold pain within yourself. And so the first thing, you know, it doesn't mean to sit there and think about everything that, but to feel some emotion and then release it and say, you know, why am I holding this? You know, I suggest that to people. But also, you know, because that energy is there, we have to deal with it, right? And then enjoying things in the moment, getting out, going for a walk. You know, I know people that stay in the house for like a week at a time and don't get out. And the thing is, you know, then you start thinking about, well, I'm not saying you, but some people start thinking about all the negative things, and they start thinking, well, I don't want to go out because then I have to deal with this and this and this if I'm by myself. But just going out and being on your own, out in nature, you know, and that starts to kind of shift things within you, because you see animals around you as a reflection of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And meditating and thinking of positive things. You know, writing down all the positive things that you think about yourself. You know, it's focusing on being loving, writing, you know, positive things about yourself, seeing yourself in a positive way. And it actually shifts the energy within you when you release pain or what you've been holding. I had it happen to me, I'm trying to think now, in 2007. I was in a car and I was reading actually the book, A New Earth, but it had nothing to do with A New Earth. I was just seeing, you know, that I had this pain body. Mm-hmm. And I kept putting myself into the pain body. And, you know, I had worked in psychiatry and had an understanding of what people experience. But, you know, and I had dealt with the voices, you know, like sometimes we hear our parents talking to us, and we have this programming, and it keeps being perpetuated. And right. Sometimes it can be pretty negative. And then for familiarity reasons, we keep putting ourselves into relationships that could be negative for us.
Right.
And what's that?
I said, I can understand that.
So what I suggest to people and what happened with me, I said to myself, why am I doing this? You know, it's like a conscious effort. But it's not that hard. And once you make the decision just to release all that and say, hey, you know, like, I don't need to have it. It was totally gone. Then I found out about a whole bunch of different things about myself that I was holding back about myself that were really wonderful things, you know. So, but it, you know, the biggest thing I would say is to want to do it. And, you know, I'm here for anybody who wants, you know, to have help with it. I've helped a lot of people. You know, I had this patient years ago that she was overweight and she was in a bad marriage and she had a whole bunch of other things going on. And I did a kind of a program with her and, you know, showed her the steps of what she could do to lose weight and stuff like that. And then, you know, she followed it. And then I didn't see her till about 6 months later. I didn't recognize her. She came running up to me and gave me a big hug, and she said, and I said, I looked at her and she goes, it's me, you know, and I go, wow. And because she wanted to do it, right? She put the energy into it, and it totally shifted her whole life. So basically what the human collective is doing right now in fifth dimensional consciousness, they're releasing the pain body as a collective consciousness, and they're going into love consciousness.
Okay.
And so we're feeling from our hearts. We're experiencing beauty and love in the moment. We're not pulling ourselves into time and space and past and future. You know, because when you think about the future and you focus on certain things, you say, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You know, and then when you focus on the past, there's sentimentality and there's anger about things that people have done against you or whatever. Like, and I've been there. And, you know, this is what causes wars and, anger and holding of energy within us, even karmic energy. So it's all about just, you know, putting the intention out to want to shift. Because we are that consciousness. There was just a fall in consciousness. We've always been connected to source, to God, or whatever you want to call that energy, that creative energy. Mm-hmm. But when you shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, you're totally connected to that energy, that creative energy. And I've seen people, you know, totally change. Even people in my family. You know, it's amazing. And so, you know, where do you want to start? Where do you think would be a good area for you to start?
Okay, well,
what comes
I'm
to mind?
I'm going to give you a little bit of background on me. I myself am, as they call, a Reiki master, but I don't like to see myself as a master, just a teacher in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you work with energy?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I've just been trying to strengthen the connection to, I guess, what they call the monad or the oversoul.
Okay.
And over time, I've had some progression, but then it's like a step, four steps back.
Okay, but so something within you is holding you back.
Right.
Okay, so you've got to kind of, wanted to go and look at it?
Yeah.
Okay, have you done it?
Thing is, I'm not able to find a specialist that could help me with that kind of stuff in my town. Like,
okay.
Either way up north Illinois, which I don't have transportation up that way, or
uh-huh.
It's in the next state, neighboring state, which is also pretty far away.
Mm-hmm. So you're totally capable of doing it on your own. You know that, eh? But it's good to have somebody you can talk to. And I'm here.
Okay.
So I see around your energy, there's like this, it's like a bubble, but it's almost like a wavy bubble. You know when you see those cartoon things over people's heads?
Mm-hmm.
But you see like one or two of them together?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all connected? I see that around your body.
Okay.
But the energy isn't flowing smoothly, it's sort of going off. I'm seeing you at that angle. So it's going off to the left.
Okay.
Anyway, I just want to let people know that the end of the show's coming up soon, but I can continue to talk. And if anybody wants to listen to what I talk about, if you can't hear it, it's in the archives. Okay? So I can continue to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay, so somehow your chakra, you know, like Reiki,
uh-huh.
You can feel your energy, right?
Right.
And feel how it's flowing.
I've been an empath from what I've known since I was about 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't actually jump into meditation until I reached around 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I've been meditating ever since.
Yeah.
And seeking, as some people call it. Seekers seeking.
The inner journey, right? But, you know, there is something you're holding back. some type of pain. But only you can release that and make the choice to do that, right?
Right.
But also, you know, a lot of people think that ascension and shifting is really difficult, but it, in fact, is something that happens for everyone. It's just that where we are right now and things have been put around us to make it, you know, not easy at times. But if we clear all that energy and we do it, there's no problem. It's just about what I said at the beginning, you know, reprogramming ourselves, and it's okay to flow. It's okay to connect to Source. It's okay to forgive ourselves. You know, we all have dark and light energy, right? And sometimes I take in a lot of dark energy to help other people, right? Because I seem to be able to clear it pretty easily. But, you know, it's also, you know, taking and looking at things that maybe we've done or things that have happened that we don't like about ourselves, but it's about forgiveness and letting it go. And I've had to do it too. And when you can do that, things really start to shift.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you at all.
Well, I guess some of the problem is that I'm not sure what's on the left side of me that's pulling the energy from me. But
well, it's not pulling the energy from you. It's just pulling it to the left. It's not like a, you know, like a cocoon. It's sort of like a jelly bean. That's just the way I'm seeing your energy.
Okay.
It's, I know it sounds strange. I'm kind of looking at it right now. And, you know, it could affect your liver. You haven't had problems with your liver, have you?
It might be because the medications I'm on, that the liver might be affected, because that's supposedly process all the toxins and whatnot in the body.
Yeah, I'm just seeing it, your energy isn't surrounding your, it's sort of like exposed. But, you know, you're doing Reiki, you can shift that. But it has something to do with past memories and stuff like that. But, you know, I want you to see your strength and your abilities, because you have a lot more abilities than many people have. So you can be your own master. You know, I've worked with healing masters. I've done many types of healing. You know, but I do sort of my own that I do with Source, right? And, you know, when you open up your upper heart and you get your frequency going and you live in that type of love consciousness, all the answers actually come to you. So you're probably listening to the show because something within you is, you know, allowing you to do that.
This is upper
it's part of yourself that's
connected to the thymus.
Pardon me?
No, I was asking, is the upper heart connected or related to the thymus gland?
I'm getting yes.
Okay.
I've never asked that question before. So it has to do with, you know, if you live in the moment and you enjoy yourself and you feel the kindness and love, it triggers it to open. It's always been there, but for many of humanity, it has been shut down, or at least part of it shut down. And, you know, and then, yeah, both the thymus, your immune system gets better when you have your upper heart chakra opened up. No, I don't go by books. I go by what I am having directed at me and stuff like that. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So if you... Pardon me?
I learn intuitively, but also I learn from books, so it sometimes gets mixed up whenever I'm trying to convey my thoughts, so I mix up what I've read in books and what I'm feeling myself, I should say.
Yeah. If something's directed at me, like a book or something, then I look at it. I don't purposely go out and buy books just because I think it'll be good information. That's sort of like what I do in that consciousness. Like if I'm in a bookstore and one time a book fell off the shelf and it was right in front of me, and I said, oh, okay, that's information I need to know. But it's just our higher selves, you know, our angelic beings putting it there for us. You know, those things do happen. And, you know, not last week, but the week before, I talked about a lot of those things, like how, you know, these messages are put in front of us. So, you know, you may want to go back and listen to a few of the shows that I've been doing. But, you know, just wanting to do this is being guided, you know, things will happen. They will fall into place for things to happen for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, and then, I get, you know, like, things like bipolar disorder, I'm talking about people in general, have to do with this polaric sort of thing, extremes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sometimes the energy is manifested within certain people, and then it comes out. It's about that, because in fifth dimensional consciousness, you know, there's balance. And my moods are very balanced. You know, I'm not saying they've always been that way, but when you balance and take in energy and balance energy, it changes us. It changes how we see things and how we feel. So, you know, that's why I talk about fifth dimensional consciousness, because three dimensional consciousness is just a type of consciousness, but it's more based on ego and materialism and money, and, you know, you're graded by how much money you make in life, rather than the fifth dimensional consciousness, how loving you are and how you help people and things like that. You know, there's an overlap of it, but if you want to, you know, you're already shifting consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah, but just put the intention out to Source. Just ask that you have balance in your life and you have love and you live in the moment, live in that consciousness, fifth dimensional consciousness. Okay, so thank you very much for calling. You asked a lot of really good questions, and, you know, even though we may have studied a lot of different healing methods and things, things may totally change in a different consciousness, and it may change from day to day. So what would work one day may be totally different another day. So that's why I'm talking about change in the show and how being open to change is a big thing too. So anyway, thanks for calling, and I'll just kind of wrap the show up a little bit to maybe talk about a few things just before I go. Let's see now. There's this article, and it's funny. It's in a career blog. 5 ways to anticipate and benefit from change. And this is called www.personalbrandingblog.com/5-ways-to-anticipate-and-benefit-from-change. So this person says there's 5 different ways to benefit from change. Become more alert with what's happening around you. You know, and when we go into fifth dimensional consciousness, we're more aware of things that are going on around us. Be more observant and engage regularly with your customers, your mentors, and other people you trust to elicit feedback and suggestions how you can improve procedures, services, customer service. And Kenneth was talking a little bit about that. He wanted to have like a mentor, somebody he could bounce things off of. So, you know, and when you have somebody else to talk to, that's important too, to know what's changing and what would be of benefit to you. So, you know, if you have people you can talk to, that's good, but not everybody does. And that's why, you know, we have put our names on Facebook to help people. And the second thing is expect things to change and look for slow signs. So in life, that is one thing that never changes, is the fact that things change. Look for slow signs. You know, sometimes this person called me yesterday and said, oh, nothing's happening and the consciousness isn't going fast enough. Look for slow signs. Smell the cheese often so you can see when it's getting old. So look at things around you. Have you noticed energy changing? If you can sense energy. You know, I'm noticing that the Venus energy is stronger. You know, I found that it goes retrograde on the 21st of December, which is the same day the solstice is happening. So it's pretty powerful energy. Trust your instincts. Don't wait. Make small changes that can make a difference. When you're living in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's like things come to you that you need to know and flow towards you in the moment. It's like manifesting something out and then it returns and flows back to you. Usually, you know, when things are not going just right, we choose to ignore it. You know, I've talked about three-dimensional consciousness. When people are feeling pain or emotional pain, they don't want to deal with it and they choose to ignore it, and it builds up within you. It's important that we see these things and, you know, trust ourselves. You know, if we feel like we have to write something down and say, hey, you know, I'm pretty angry at this person and I need to release this energy. You know, some people are very intuitive and they react to things in that moment. You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, that's what you do. And it says here, be ready and stay ready to adapt to change. You know, if the business or what you're doing isn't what you want to do anymore. Like in fifth dimensional consciousness, you may be doing some type of job and then you shift and you see that there's more need to do something else. It will happen in that moment. So it's about shifting and adapting. And in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's a little easier to do that because there's more flow in that consciousness. Look for opportunities that change brings. You know, a lot of people think, ooh, you know, this is changing and this is going to be bad. And, you know, look at what will be good. What are the possibilities? You know, I was talking about at the beginning of the show. See possibilities. And there's, you know, people talk about trends and change. And if you're seeing that shift, it may lead you to something else that's positive and positive for everyone on the planet. This is written by, I'm just trying to see if I can find that person's name. I flip by it pretty fast here. Deborah Shane, and she's a business author, does branding and media strategist, writer, and speaker. She hosts her Toolbox blog and popular weekly business radio show. Anyway, so I just wanted to touch on a few other things since I've gone over. I might as well keep going. You know, Christmas is a time of giving, and it's nice to give, and it's also nice to, you know, be able to organize yourself and do things and not have to be too stressed out. But it's important that we take time for ourselves. And like I was talking to Annette, you know, take in more greens, meditate, have time to yourself if you can. New Year's is coming up, you know. This is a guest article by Burrell Payne, PhD, B-U-R-Y-L-P-A-Y-N-E. And it's a blog called MahalasAstrology.com. And I'll put that on the wall afterwards. It says, just because there's an earthquake in the ocean doesn't mean there will be a tsunami. That occurs if the edges of the fault move differently, up or down, displacing some water. So basically, you know, a change, an earthquake, doesn't have to be a disaster. So change can be a good thing. And, you know, the earth may need to be open a bit because it's growing and expanding also. You know, I talked about the earth is expanding. The earth is growing just like we are, the energy of the earth. After all, it's estimated about 2,000 tons of cosmic dust, mostly from the sun, from space, accumulate on earth every day. Some water may fill in the open crack, but the tsunami may not be created. When earth overtakes slower-moving Jupiter, which happens every 13 months, the weather is usually warmer relative to normal seasonal weather. It will happen in the winter this year. And that means it will be nice, but not if heat stroke weather if it was happening in the summer. Jupiter is a star to make a wish on. People believed centuries ago that it was thought to be a star. It also appears to urge people to feast and happily socialize. It's a good time to have a party. Venus, the inner planet, which is overtaking and passing Earth, usually has a nice influence on people, too. So, you know, I've been seeing Jupiter really bright in the sky lately. It seems even closer to me. And it just must be the reflection within myself of love around me that I'm seeing it. That Venus is passing Earth almost exactly when the Earth is passing Jupiter was a rare event, really, almost kind of a lining up. Also, the Moon is in conjunct with Venus and opposing Jupiter a few hours apart on New Year's Day. What a wonderful day for a holiday. On the other side of the Sun, Mercury and Pluto align the day before New Year's Day. And it says here, I observe that Pluto, besides promoting cold and stormy weather, acts as a guiding star for spiritual matters. It helps people on the right path for influences non-material nature. So, you know, this is an amazing Christmas, like I said at the beginning of the show, that this is going to be a Christmas that's going to be more spiritual than it is going to be material. So with this alignment of Pluto, be aware that, you know, information and spiritual information that you need, like Kenneth was asking about, will be coming to you, okay? And, you know, I may be giving it to you. Somebody else may be giving it to you. And let's see. When Pluto and Jupiter act together, it may be rainy weather, but it will still feel good. It will be warm rain. It will help form a nice New England snowstorm. Right now on, it says here that they wrote this on December the 10th, 2013, Pluto's effects on weather is overriding Jupiter. My research on planetary emanations and water resulted in sensing that Venus made one a little tipsy, like an alcoholic drink, and Jupiter seemed to make water healing and generally feel good. So, you know, people may feel at this time a little bit grumpy, but if you get yourself in a state where you're open and loving, you know, it will help your mood, okay? If you focus on love, it will open you up to this. Pluto is far it's too far away to hone in on my simple equipment. So this person uses spin equipment to sense things and can check the emanations from planets. And Mercury whizzes by too fast to capture its emanations. I would suggest drinking some rainwater if it rains, or fresh snow if it seems clear enough, and to sit outside at sunsets to let the bright light of Venus shine on you. It will be big and bright in a few days before New Year's, and then it will be too close to the sun to see. So, you know, I'm really seeing Venus, and it's really feeling the energy of Venus right now. At midnight on New Year's Eve, and before or after then, Jupiter will be the brightest light in the sky in the east, moving to almost directly overhead on New Year's Eve. Happy holiday. I don't know why this popped up, but it's it must have meaning. I just thought it was kind of interesting. You know, sometimes things come out of nowhere, and there's meaning in it. And it's funny. You know, I told how to save the planet. You know, do we really need to save the planet? If we think we do, we do. If we believe as a collective consciousness that we can shift things here, it can happen very quickly. And, you know, I was talking about change happening very slowly or change happening very quickly. There's another article here. And I'll post these after when it goes in the archives. It says here, let's make change, 8 simple steps. To make positive change is not as easy as we'd like to think it is. Most people, as not to say at all, think of change to the better one way or the other. We think of changing our lifestyle. We think about overcoming bad habits or kick new ones, acquire new skills, or change the way we think. You know, basically, in fifth dimensional consciousness, because we open up our heart and shift our energy, we change the way we think. So the way we look, react, or behave, we can either consider changing our situations and dream of things to happen. But dreams remain mere fantasies. Many times we rightfully postpone the decision to resolve some other battles first, but we never cross that bridge. So, you know, sometimes we have to take the dive and just do it. You know, at other times the need becomes beefier, and finally a shift to action from complaining takes over. So, you know, a lot of people are complaining right now. These Pluto squares have allowed us to go back and see what wasn't right and to become aware of them. And a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, I don't want to do this anymore and I'm going to do it this way. And sometimes they react with anger. You know, there could be revelation or revolution right now with all these things going on. But with humanity releasing the energy gently, there can be great perception and great revelation as we shift consciousness. At other times, the need becomes beefier and a need to shift from action to complaining takes over, and I've read that already. We take the first step towards the bridge. The impetus to change can be triggered by external or internal forces, and external forces can be enticing, pushing, or pulling us to seek change. You know, even my energy causes people to seek change, or, you know, it's just that blue energy. It could be something less inspiring, even threatening, or it can simply be attractive. Other situation, the more powerful motivator stems from within. No doubt extreme dissatisfaction, and many times more forcefully towards change. And how many times do we wait to hit bottom before deciding something should be done? You know, some people sometimes have to hit rock bottom to do things. In all cases, change is not simple despite our highest motivation. And this is, we're talking about 3D consciousness. It means we have to put in some effort to give up easier old pattern of living. Leaving the familiar and changing the status quo could be terrifying for some people. So it's stretching beyond the comfort zone. It's like climbing a ladder. You know, the higher up you go, the little scarier it gets, but you know, you're getting somewhere, right? What we need to keep in mind is the catalyst of change is the moment decision followed by the commitment to effect the change. The stretching further can be facilitated through the following 8 steps. Identify what you want to change. You know, I've talked about that. You know, what do you want to change in a positive manner? Make it a SMART goal, specific, measurable, achievable, results focused and timed. Work backwards in creating the baby steps. So this is like going through the, retrograde. We're going to through a Venus retrograde starting on December the 21st. Big major changes in how we see love and how we feel, things. And this electrical energy is really changing within us. So it's, you know, looking at things and seeing how we can simplify it and backtrack. And then the second step is in writing. List the benefits and reasons for change. You know, if you want to change to fifth dimensional consciousness, think of the benefits. You'll have a lot more love in your life. Do you want more love in your life? Okay? This wraps change in a sense of urgency. You need plenty of arguments to outnumber any resistance in expending the effort. Get clear on the advantages and how your life will be transformed. You need to appeal to your cognitive mind, and then it takes its place. It starts to feel right. So those are people that think in 3D, okay? But if you think or you feel in fifth dimensional heart consciousness, feel it from your heart. Feel what you need to know or what would benefit you in that moment. So write those things down. 3, observe a role model who has already gone through the process of change. You know, Kenneth talked about that, the process of having a role model. And this enables perceiving that what you aim for is doable, not impossible. So people have done it before. You know, a lot of people are, you know, like pathways, like I do. We do things that maybe other people wouldn't think about doing. And other people see us doing it and say, hey, I can do that. You know, model what the person did and save yourself some trial and error. And then 4, build on your achievements. You surely have had success. You know, where have you had success in your life? Look at that. Look at what you did. Remember those times. Self-coach and self-motivate. You know, it's important that we have and see the magic within ourselves, too. It's good to have a coach, but it's not good to totally rely on other people. We have our own strengths. So self-coach and self-motivate yourself as hard as you can. And it says here, see step 8 if you can't do it on your own. Okay. Visualize yourself is 5. As if you've already changed. Like, be that change. You know, I talk about it at the beginning of the show. You know, change, part of having the change is seeing it within yourself, but actually living the change. You know, the brain doesn't distinguish between what's real and what's imagined. This is a process instilling a new pattern. And it takes time to replace the old one. Fake it until you make it. So, you know, if you want to live a certain way and you want to live a certain consciousness, live it. Do it. Be it. Listen to shows like Fifth Dimensional Living. 6, pay conscious attention to your self-talk, to how you're behaving or you're feeling. It's easy to be guided by the same old autopilot. So, you know, I talked about this old way of thinking. You know, the programs that you have within yourself. You know, look at those programs. We can shift those programs. I've done it. You can do it. You are now on a new mission. Keep reminding yourself of your new purpose. So there is purpose, and there are possibilities. You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, in the moment, nothing is impossible. And 7, reward yourself with achievements periodically. We have a tendency to forget to celebrate little wins, and those baby steps have to be acknowledged. These are great motivators. You know, my son finished and got marks on his test, and I said, let's celebrate. Let's do our happy dance, you know. Anyway, these are great motivators. Capitalize on such positive emotions. And it says here, hire someone who can give you extra push to make it happen. You know, not everybody can afford that, though, okay? I do know people that do it. Actually, Carol Guy helps people. And you know, a coach or a therapist. And if you can, you know, buy a book that a coach has written, and it will give you ideas, you know, and articles like this. So once change is implemented in one area, it may start to appear in other areas. So when we put change around us, be prepared to have change all around you, because the more we do things and shift things around us, more of it happens, okay? So if you put positive change around you, more and more will happen. It's like, you know, that snowball effect. You know, so when you see that you're able to change things and shift yourself, you know, The shift is basically just shifting the way you see things, okay, in a positive way in heart consciousness. So if you're able to turn things around to your advantage, makes you see your power, or you are using your power. Change begets change, and life fulfillment is but an escapade, is saying here. The process continues. It's not another blueprint. You may also need to consider maintaining the change by surmounting the enviable obstacles you face. Well, sometimes, you know, people around us don't like that we're changing, and they try to put a damper in it. But you just have to hold fast. You know, like Annette called in, and she said that there's things that people don't want her to do, and things that, but it's for her own good and for good around her. So it's important that she does do these things. But it's important that we know that these obstacles may be put in front of us. And, you know, if we, because we are still in 3D, and just be aware that this is a journey, and it's part of the inner journey, and it helps towards change. So, you know, hopefully these steps have helped you and give you a little bit more understanding. I've got a little bit of sniffles because I've been doing a lot of energy work again. You know, it's about stepping out of 3D consciousness into heart consciousness or God realization, our connection to God. So this experience, this change within ourselves, is pretty exciting once you start it. Spiritual awakening, or this igniting of your light within your being, your true self and your divine self, is pretty amazing. And there are many messages that you will receive that you're divine being. You have unlimited abilities and possibilities, and that you're magical and you can manifest your needs through different ways. So it's pretty interesting what we can do once we go beyond, you know, limitations, and we see the possibilities. You know, I've seen some people do some pretty amazing things. You know, this full moon that we've experienced on Tuesday was the last full moon of now this thing's doing weird things. My computer's going all haywire. I guess it wants me to look at something else. Let me see if I can do that again. I gotta see. Anyway, it was the last full moon of the calendar year, and this is a very special full moon. It shows us what's the real truth within ourselves. And, you know, I was, on Facebook I was talking about the Songs of Solomon, the love that we're feeling. What is love to us in 3D, or to people that are in 3D? Part of it is passion, but it is, in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's more than passion. It's has more depth, and it is all encompassing. It's like a combination of earthly love and divine love. So, with this Venus energy and this Song of Solomon energy, it's going to shift the way we see love and the way we feel love, but all in a good way. I'm just going to see if I can find the daily energetic guide during the return of the wisdom. I guess this is an article. It's an oracle report on 2012, What's the Truth? Full moon phase, illumination, fulfillment, realization, shadow experiences. The moon, Cancer, Leo. Diamond sky, Decaninus rule this lunar month. There is a great deal of complexity of the energy right now. It's helpful to know the prevailing patterns in order to navigate and stay centered, or even to reprint the energy toward what is life-affirming. The moon is making its monthly conjunction with Jupiter and the black moon in Cancer today. And this was a few days ago. Thus, themes relate to support, anticipation, recognition, independence are present, and in fact expand to the extremes with the influence of Jupiter. This month's transit of the moon through Cancer is a particularly rough one because these issues become intertwined with the monster Christmas consumerism, where love is horrifyingly equated with how much one spends or one buys. But it's going to go beyond this. It's one of the ugliest monsters created here. It takes a time of the year that's supposed to be stroke the inner fires in love and prompt us to share with others and perverts it into burdens of responsibility and stress. So we have to see the possibilities and see beyond this. Like this retrograde that's going to happen, and this energy, this moon, is going to carry on into this solstice and the Venus energy that is happening, okay? So we're going to see beyond this. This monster sucks the childlike wonderment out of the season, normally. You know, we can work to reinforce the natural balance of energy by providing what we need for ourselves, recognizing our own amazingness as children of Gaia, and sincerely showing our appreciation when it comes from our heart. Don't get lost in the abyss with the monster. Find beauty in the natural world. You know, like I was talking to Kenneth, find beauty around you. Don't be all hung up in, you know, what is materialistic in this world, because it is 3D. And it is polaric. You know, anger and impulsivity right now are running rampant. You know, it can get us down. These swift changes that are going to occur in unexpected events and reversals are due to Mars' opposition to Uranus and square to Pluto. Tempers are mercurial, and actions have deep consequences. This energy is going to build as Mars comes closer with aspect to Uranus and Pluto. This energy is facilitating what I've been calling the return of the kings, the sacred masculine. You know, I was talking about the feminine recently, but, you know, the sacred masculine is blending soon in a different sort of way. But that's what this love is also changing, that masculine side, the loving side of the masculine. But tomorrow and Saturday are traditional days in, when, you know, people are buying things and the energy, the exploiting energy, and the masses are being controlled. You know, this is the kind of programming that has been done. You know, as Venus prepares to turn retrograde, dramatic shifts in relationships are underway. Dramatic shifts, by definition, cause drama. Just like I was saying at the beginning of the show, this retrograde in Venus is going to really change the way we see relationships. And it will last through January, so there are a lot more things to play out. So, you know, there could be massive shifts just before Christmas. And in Christmas, there's going to be more massive shifts, but in a positive way. But also this energy that has been negative, you know, has taken us up to this point. So it's important we keep ourselves stable. And this full moon, that, you know, craziness can come out. You know, the full moon lasts for a few days. Energy lasts for a few days after this full moon. You know, it's Thursday right now. And, you know, Saturday is going to be the retrograde. So people may have tearful periods. They may feel love in a different way. And think about things. You know, I was actually talking with somebody on Facebook the other day, and they were feeling they had to forgive people and look at love in a different way. And, you know, she actually called in today, too. So, you know, it's happening. This full moon's triggered this already. It's beautiful. You know, it may be intense, crazy energy, but it's beautiful. It's going to shift a lot of what is going on within us. But it's, you know, it's just a reflection of what is really going on within us anyway, okay? You know, it says here in Harry Potter jargon, the messenger owls are flying through the air, flurries of letters, messages are everywhere. And I'm feeling that owl energy, and I talked about it on either last week's show or the show before, you know, how owl energy opens us up, and it opens us up to the feminine energy and that wonderful energy of love, okay? So there are main currents underpinning the energy to remain centered and grounded. We connect with nature. We also focus on our minds that are actually happening this month. So it's all about seeing a lot of change. It's all about anticipating the balance and the unification of feminine and masculine forces. As we become heart warriors of combining the heart and the mind and healing ourselves within, you know, we're becoming more light. We're taking in more light. Our bodies are releasing a lot of energy. We're shifting consciousness. You know, you may see subtle changes if you're awake. Humanity that is asleep may not see anything at all. So this is the Oracle Report Daily Energetic Guide during the Return of the Wisdom, December the 19th, 2013. Plug that in. And I also put the link to that too. I think that's enough for today. Some amazing energies happening. You know, the retrograde for Venus is happening on the 21st, this Saturday of December, and it's also the solstice. And, you know, this is a time, too, where we can take in some of that dark energy and integrate it. So it's all how we open our hearts. We exist in the moment. We connect to Source. We connect to the Earth. We join ourselves with other people. That lion energy, seeing ourselves roar and, you know, showing our power and not holding ourselves back because we're afraid of change. You know, living in the moment, change is needed, and that's what we're doing right now. So, you know, much love to you all, and I will be back, I'm just trying to think, next Thursday, the day after Christmas. Maybe I'll try to do a Christmas show. I don't know yet. But you take care, and I will see you, or you will hear me, next week, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Fifth Dimensional Living. Okay?
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.